The Power of Prayer by Katie Whiting Lewis. Granddaughter of Anna Maria Isaacson Whiting and daughter of Ralph and Nell Whiting. The summer of 1947 was a busy one for us. We were living on a farm about 3 miles outside of the town of Holbrook, Arizona. Dad had planted a large garden and we had fruit trees and animals to take care of. That summer my mother wrote and produced a pageant called The Fullness of Time for the Days of 47 celebration. She also bottled 400 jars of fruits and vegetables. Grandma Whiting came and spent the summer to help out, and boy, was she a lot of help. About 3 years before, Grandma had fallen and broke her hip. In those days, about all the doctors could do was to put a metal nail in the hip to hold it in place. Grandma was never again able to kneel down for any reason, or to walk without her crutches. In the bedroom where my little sister Nellie and I slept in a double bed, my parents put a twin bed about 3 feet from ours for Grandma to sleep in. Nellie and I were usually in bed by 9 p.m. Grandma would stay up and visit or quilt until a little later before she came to bed. She finished 2 quilts that summer. I am sure she thought I was asleep when she said her prayers. I would close my eyes, because it seemed like the right thing to do. The first thing she always asked was forgiveness for not being able to kneel down. "I mean no disrespect, Lord," she would say. She was so grateful for everything. She knew and remembered everyone in the family who was sick. She never forgot the missionaries. The spirit in the room was so strong, I didn't dare open my eyes, because I knew if I did the Lord would be standing at the foot of her bed. Soon I was asleep and it was morning. As I listened to Grandma Whiting pray, the spirit with which she prayed bore witness to me of the importance and the power of prayer.